Thanks for calling customer care. My name is Felicia. How may I help you?
Hi, Felicia. You guys have been charging my credit card for a service that I've never even signed up for.
We are a call center. We service over 400 companies. I can look up your account and tell you which company is charging you.
Okay.
What is your zip code?
9004.
I'm sorry, repeat that for me.
9004.
One moment. Your name, please.
Tom Mitev.
I'm sorry, repeat that again for me. I'm having a hard time understanding you. I'm sorry.
Tom. My name's Tom, T-O-M. My last name is Mitev, M-I-T, E as in Edward, V as in Victor.
One moment.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm not pulling up an account for you. What's the last four of the card number that you're being charged under?
It is... One moment, because I need to now get back into my credit card. One, four, five, six.
What date were you charged?
Okay, what day was I charged? It shows here. When I go back into my statements. These statements. So, let me just go back to like June, for example.
June.
I'm thinking I could take a look at June over here because it says.
Are you meaning 2020 June 2020?
2021, last year. Last year. So it's not actually in June. So I just hit a statement, you know, to see how far back it's been going. But I saw December. I saw January. I saw February. And I'm like, I don't even live in Florida.
What's your address, sir?
245 North Ridgewood Place, Los Angeles, California, 9004. I don't even live
okay,
in
I only see one
Florida.
Account for you that was billed in October. So that was only one charge billed for $39.89.
But what is it?
You completed a survey with Costco and Amazon, and you called in on November the 9th, and you wanted to cancel your account. So the account was canceled on November the 9th for you. And there was an email sent out to you at that time.
But refunded as well.
Okay. I will have to speak with my manager to see if we can even go back that far. Do you know why a refund wasn't offered when you called in and canceled it? Because it's been several months ago. I'm not even sure if my system will allow me to issue a refund dated that far back. But let me place you on a brief hold.
Sure.
So that's 8 months. Give me 1 second.
Eight months. It's not 8 months. We're in right now. We're in February. Okay. So that's 3 months ago.
Well, you said that you had a charge in. You said you had a charge in June, right? If I'm not mistaken.
No, I didn't. I said I went back to a June statement. Okay. There was nothing there June. It started back in November.
Please hold, sir. Okay, have you spoken with your bank regarding that transaction?
Not yet, but I'm going to.
Because it was for a meal plan. You completed a survey with Costco and Amazon.
I never even did a meal plan. I never did a meal plan with you guys. That's the thing. It's like you guys went ahead and charged me. So I told you, I canceled it. Okay, canceled it, and I wanted a refund. So
okay,
I
can go ahead
and
put the request in for you. Again, this is a call center, so we're not the company that you ordered through. I made that clear at the beginning of the call.
Okay.
So I'm not sure which company you did the survey with, but it was offered to you for a meal plan during that time frame. I will do a one-time courtesy refund because I'm not sure if you read over your terms and conditions when you put your information through.
Right.
But that's what you was agreeing and authorizing when you did the meal plan for that
right.
survey.
But
that refund
will
be credited
just,
back within 3 to 5 business days. And is there anything else for you?
Yes, there is something else that you could do. It wasn't just November. So
I only have one transaction.
Month,
I can only refund what my system is showing. It is only showing one charge for $39.89.
Can I? So let me ask you, what is this then in December?
It wasn't billed by our company. Again, we are a call center. We say there were 400 different companies. And the only one that came up with your card number is the one charge billed in October on October 31st for $39.89. There are no other charges regarding your account listed.
Do you guys do anything with Perfection Supreme Fitness?
No, sir.
Okay. All right.
You had to call a different number for another company, whomever serviced you on that charge.
Got it. Okay.
Is there anything else for you?
Nope.
Thanks for calling customer care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.